to the world and to the world and back.
Good afternoon and welcome to season 5, episode 24 of You Call That Radio's audio podcast. I just thought I'd pop on and do a quick introduction because I've already heard this interview, this conversation with Vagrant Real Estate, which I really enjoyed. But unfortunately, my microphone was playing up a little bit for the first 5 or 10 minutes. So I tried to edit it and I've decided just to scrap the first 10 minutes because it was my microphone is just distracting. So what we're going to do is just go to 12 minutes into it, if that's all right with you. Because that's what's happening. I'll tell you what happened in the first 10 minutes. I was just like, all right, mate. And he was like, I'm all right, are you all right? And I was, you know, the usual kind of stuff, the usual pleasantries. And we were talking briefly about his incredible album, Neither Colour Nor Crown, which is available on all platforms under the name Vagrant Real Estate. It's an exceptional album, very ambitious. He makes all the music, the beat side of things, and then he gets collaborators in. Many MCs involved, many singers involved, some from a folk trad background. And there's lots of samples from yesteryear, Scottish samples. So it's a really interesting project. So we talk about that. We talk about just Scottish culture, the importance of collaboration, the mystery of Mogg, the Shirley Manson's beach ball incident. We talk about the California Scheming film, which is coming out next year, featuring the story of Celeborn Brains pretending that they were American when they were actually from Dundee. We talk about BBC Radio Scotland. We talk about Scottish accents, the curse of Scottish accents, the Aberdeen music scene, and much, much more. The little clip of a song you heard there was from the album featuring Bems. So we'll just go back into that song, which finishes with a feature from Sorley of DOS fame. Brilliant band. Shout outs to DOS and Bems. And that's you pretty much up to date in what's going on. Thank you to the patrons at patreon.com/youcallthatradio for continuing to keep this show going. And yeah, I think you'll enjoy this. Very talented guy. This is Vagrant Real Estate. No care if you're a piece of tea. The two best in fight the genocide and drop the bombs on we. The signs of time are on our side. Fuck Israel. Fuck it, King. Free, free.
To the world and to the world and back, just like that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, love. Okay, drivers where the ankles at. That's the new wave. Full night tech tracksuit, I'm dressed in 2 ways. Late night stressed out, I ain't even slept for 2 days. Cold out here in a fiasco like I'm Lupe. Man's up busy selling drawers, but me, I had to digress. Just from the Lord, he left my life in a hot mess. Like dim, happiness was something I wasn't found here. Funny how much a brother's life can change in 1 year. Left my girl at the time, sugar took a suicide. Money had to multiply, mind working overtime. Who God bless, no man curse. Shame on the whole world if it ever fails to see your worth. Now for real, I swear fam, that was a mad time. Damn near lost my mind like a fledger in the dark night. Ripping from my older friends who really helped me build again. Now I got the strength to face you brothers like I'm Daniel in the lion's den. Let me tell my story fam, no matter how bleak it is. Let me be great and show you the mind of a genius. Dark complexion come from royalty, yeah, I'm Nigerian. Nubian, seems to be reigning fucking supreme again. Never beg for a handout, never have my hand out. If homies were the hardest, then my life would have departed. But I'd rather see the world burn than see another tenfold. I'd rather die than see my fucking family go without none, yeah. To the tales of rags to riches. And feel the pain of when I face his liches. When it fucking glistens, me I'm on a mission. Shit's never ending like I'm in some cruise position. Nothing is impossible, time taking like a metronome. I got this brother shook and now they're bouncing like a tennis ball.
Ladies feel I take the numbers, I don't ever call. Pride got me acting like a fucking imbecile. Hey, I love my brother, yeah man, I'm still here. Putting in work for that Lizzie like I'm sincere. To be sincere, it's been 10 years since I put pen to paper and made a shit tear. But now I'm older, floors got colder. Since sky's the limit, my nigga, I don't told ya. Never sleep on the big step. I fitted all the jokers out the deck and now I'm sailing through with all hands on deck.
That's really important. To have something like this is a blessing. Bring community to the forefront. Love thy fucking neighbour. Look after your pals and fam. Put your litter in the bin. Be sound and active arm. To the Angus people in the crowd, and I count your hero mass. It's not a question where you come to. It's a question of your class. Because these yuppies in suits and ties, you don't care about your decent teams. They're too busy funding genocide and dropping bombs on waves. The signs of time are on our side. Fuck Israel! Fuck a king! Free, free!
Vagrant Real Estate, BEMS and DOS. Does that make a bit better?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Was that crackling? Could you hear me crackling?
There was a little crackle coming through, yeah, my says.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had a few people saying. Shouts to my sound engineers, Mary, Ali, and my pet Rocket. Mic is good. All right, we're sorted. Cool, right. So do you know what? I've got a fancy webcam that's crackling. Look at this fancy, I've got a fancy microphone, but that only works with the desktop, and the fancy camera only works with the laptop, so I'm trying here. This is why, this is just me confirmed that I'm not going anywhere this week, I'm staying here.
Yeah,
I'm going to fix my studio setup, everything I get it fixed, there's always another issue. But yeah, a brilliant track from the album. Let's talk about BEMS, who is, because DOS, if you don't know DOS already, you will know them by next year. They're going to be huge. BEMS is already there. You know, he's playing everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that I first came across BEMS, it would have been like 2018, something like that, when he had just released like tracks on SoundCloud, and it was really early on, and then it was for I think 2020 2021 met him in person, and we did Coldest Winter Freestyle at the Up to Standard Studios in Glasgow, and from then I knew that he was like gonna go clear, because it's the energy that he has with everybody is always like, it's just so great to be around, and he's always championing everyone else and like putting people on, and yeah, really just wants to see everyone succeed and do well. So yeah, he's someone that I really, really respect and admire. And he was one of the last ones I actually got the verse in for the album. We were just having to basically get our schedules lined up, and I think in the end he was abroad, and then he was back in Glasgow for like a day, and then he was leaving again the next day. So he was like, if you can get down, then we'll get in and get the studio. And yeah, it was class. But I mean, for that, I was expecting him to give me like a 16 bar. I'd kind of left roughly that in the demo. And I think he recorded about like 70 bars and was like, pick what you like out of that. So yeah, big up BEMS. Like he's a legend.
Big up BEMS. He's got a kind of star quality about him. It's quite rare, a kind of charisma, but he's just sort Definitely. Of, yeah, and the work rate, exceptional. Shouts, BEMS. You mentioned Up to Standard there. That's just made me think. I seen a wee clip there of Sherlock. They've got a new thing coming out called Up to Live, and Sherlock's playing. I seen a wee clip on social media that looks like Sherlock's got a jazz band behind him or something.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's definitely, it's always, I think it elevates it definitely when you've got that live band performing with the MC. It definitely takes like a certain level of skill to be able to pull it off, which I mean, Sherlock definitely has. Like to be able to, you've got to be really comfortable in how you perform and the ability. But yeah, that'll no doubt be sick. I'll definitely be checking that out.
Yeah, the band thing, I know that there's a lot of people who are kind of skeptical of hip hop, with not just hip hop with a Scottish accent. We'll get to that in a minute. That's another kind of worms. That's another kind of worms. But just people that maybe didn't really get hip hop. You know, obviously, as a hip hop fan, you forget that there's people that just have never really taken to it. And then when you've seen bands like, you know, Stanley Odd and Hector Berserk, and, you know, loads of great bands have came through since. Shout outs to Matt winning Album of the Year as well, on our drums, my former band member winning Scottish Album of the Year. And yeah, there's something about, by having the bass, the drums, guitar, or whatever it might be, that people are more open to it, open-minded to it, because, I don't know, it seems to have more, the format has more context to them or something.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one. We put on shows up here for like some of the, you know, like local hip hop acts, and then we've done ones bringing guys up from the Central Belt. And the last 3 years, we've done shows in collaboration with the Jazz Festival, the Aberdeen Jazz Festival. And every year we have people who come out of that show and they say, if I saw a poster for like a Scottish rap thing, there's no chance I would have gone to that. But then they've seen it at the jazz show with like a live band and the MCs, and they absolutely love it. So it's like, yeah, I think it's like for some people, it is like, that's like, it's like a naughty word or like whatever, where they're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not like, that's not for me. But then they'll come along to an event like that where it's a bit more kind of almost accessible. Like you say, it's got that additional context that they can kind of frame it around, rather than it being like a DJ or a, which is not to say there's any like, you know, that one's artistically better than the other. It's just that I think, yeah, that it's a very fringe thing, the thing that we're passionate about.
yeah, definitely. And with the Scottish accent, let's talk a little bit about that, because there's a prejudice towards the Scottish accent, and it's really strange. We know, we've talked about it before, you know, Scottish poets, it's fine to be a poet in a Scottish accent. We've got many successful comedians and singers, but for some reason, when you put a banging beat behind it, people were just a little bit sceptical. At first.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just takes time, to be honest. Like, I think it's, you know, it wasn't that long ago that the guys down south in, you know, England and like the sort of grime artists and stuff were getting like, oh, it's, you know, what is this? It's a pale imitation of what's happening in America. And then it took a wave of guys to break through, and now you've got enormous acts. I mean, if anything, there's an argument to be made that the UK scene is probably like more active with like fresh new ideas than is coming out of America at the moment. And I think that it's just that. It's like Scotland is that bit behind England, which was behind America. So we're just X years kind of behind on that journey. And we still haven't had like a, you know, breakout record. And that could come, you know, that could come from someone like a Bems, who's already like really, really high up in the scene, or it could come completely out of left field from somebody completely new. But like, it will get to that point, like somebody will do that. And then I think it just starts to open it up more and people get more comfortable with hearing it. And I think a lot of the time it's definitely, and I think it's across music in general. Sometimes the attitude in Scotland is a bit like, oh, what are you doing that for? Or like, you know, trying to do something that's maybe like better than yourself, whatever. Then you get to a certain level and then people start to be like, okay, right, we'll back this guy. And I think that's kind of just where it will be with hip-hop. It'll just take a record, you know, a couple of records to really sort of cross over. So yeah, just it'll take time for sure, but it's a funny one.
Well, there's a film that, you know, we had I had a Q&A with Darren McGarvey that I hosted last week, and something came up that's quite an interesting thought, is that California Scheming.
Yeah,
is
out,
with James McAvoy. With Syllable and Brains. And so we've had both Syllable and Brains on this show, both telling their side, which is a wee bit different, as you can imagine, a lot of times past. But so with James McAvoy, we've got to hope that there's going to be a good advert for Scottish hip hop. It could go either way though. Let's not kid ourselves on. But I'm just hoping that since the guys are very passionate about rapping, for anyone that doesn't know, do you want to tell the story for it so that I'm not talking all the time?
Yeah, so
what happened? What happened?
So what is this about? They're from Dundee, I think Dundee originally, if I'm not mistaken, and they basically weren't getting the traction in their kind of hip hop careers, so they pretended that they were American, and then basically then found success, and it kind of grew and snowballed until they were kind of struggling with the level of success that they were receiving for this kind of like caricature that they were putting on and not being able to be performing as themselves. It's a really interesting kind of take on that, of like, if you're not, all that's necessarily changing is the kind of accent and stuff, just how it can be more accessible to the outside listener. But I'm definitely interested to see how the sort of film's been put together. I was actually speaking to Syllable the other day. I'd sent him through the album in advance, and he was like really rating it, so I'm keen to see how the film does.
Please be good. But yeah, the guys, they love their hip-hop and they've got a lot of respect for other people in the scene. So I'm hoping, and James McAvoy, he knows his stuff. So hopefully this could be a good opportunity for anybody who's got some good music ready to go. There's definitely, for whether it's negative or positive, there's going to be a spotlight on the country at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know when it comes. It says 2025 there, but I've not heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's happening any minute now, any day now. So, who do you think would be? We've already mentioned Bems. Is there anyone else that you think could take the torch, steal the torch off the English grime MCs, and put a bit of Scottish hip hop in the map?
I mean, one of the sort of MCs and also like MC producer duos that I really rate at the moment is AJ47 and Corin. I think they're doing it really, really well, where it's very sort of like distinctly Scottish, but the way that they're kind of also bringing in that sort of, there's like UK underground rap kind of sound that's really, really kind of like on fire at the moment. So definitely that could potentially, you know, I can see that slotting in with how that sort of scene is exploding at the moment. As I say, I mean, at the moment, guys seem to just come out of nowhere and will be massive. I mean, they're like, there's an English guy, but that SD kid is now like, he's on every mainstream news like page because of the Timothy Chalamet thing and stuff. So it's like, I think definitely with the way that the internet is now, and like, especially like TikTok and stuff, in the space of a year, you can just become like, you know, the biggest name without even having to really do shows or anything like that, just by putting out music that connects in that way.
You've got on the album, a legend, Mog is on the album. Not always easy to get hold of, is Mog. I think I've got phone numbers for him.
Mog was probably to me the all-time greatest in terms of like Scottish MCs, and I think you'd be probably hard pressed to find somebody who knows Scottish rap and would like maybe disagree with that. And I produced a couple tracks on his album X last year, I think it was. I thought he would make sense for that record. Like you say, he just like doesn't exist anywhere. I had to. The Sons of Scotland, I reached out to him, I think it was on Twitter possibly, and sort of said, I know that you've got that connect, can you kind of like pass this on? How that kind of like came to be. But yeah, I mean, Mog sent me some like really, really kind messages about the record and the song and like how gassed he was to be on it. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you're Mog. Like, this is, I am gassed to have you on this. Like, so, yeah, wild.
Well, that's the thing, because Mog's not on social media. I think that's why he's so, and I think you make a good point. I think everybody who knows about the culture here in this country would say he's the best. And I don't think anyone would have a problem with anyone saying he's the best, because he's not online. He's not gassing himself up. He's not having fallouts. He's not arguing on the internet.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah. It's that like just, undeniable thing, isn't it? It's like you don't need to be the loudest person in the room if you're, you know, the work speaks for itself. And yeah, that's definitely the case with him, I think.
I got a message the other day for someone looking for Mog. Richie was looking for Mog because Mog recorded some songs in his studio and then didn't leave a phone number. So he's got, I've heard these songs, I have to give them to Mog. But it's like you just put the bat signal up, message a few phones, put the word that, so this is the way I'm doing it. I'm putting the word that, Mog, if you're watching, you've made some bangers and you may want to hear them. Richie,
I hear it's like, I think I've heard stories of like Jay-Z where it's like Jay-Z doesn't have like a number, so it's like you can't contact him but he'll find you. And I think that's like Mog here. It's like he's just aware and he'll
but yeah, and it, we're talking, did you go to the aerospace gig?
No, unfortunately I didn't. I've been kind of like on and off sick from this most recent tour that I had, but it's it seems to be smashing it. And I mean, I'm seeing all the reels and stuff he's been putting up. Like, he's really been getting around, like, outside of just being in the cities.
Yeah, for people that don't know, aerospace is from Washington, D.C. And there was an Instagram glitch. For some reason, his reels started popping up in Scottish Instagram. And everyone sort of just started interacting with him. And Superman and the Beat brought him over. And he's played, I think, with Glasgow, Edinburgh, Dundee, Aberdeen. Yeah, and the reels are great. So that's aerospace spelt. We did try and interview him last week, but there was a technical hitch and neither of their webcams went on. So I just cut it short after 15 minutes. But we're going to do it again. We're going to do a recap of his tour once he gets back. But yeah, if you check out aerospace, that's A-I-R-O space, because it's just an interesting story. He's a Scottish hero now.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about when you're trying to get your album out there, how are you feeling about trying to get traction with, because obviously Radio Scotland's been in the news this week with the fact that they've cut four shows to kind of go towards a more easy listening mainstream thing. Have you had any joy with, obviously Phoebe does a great show in introducing the Stephanie, I think it is. Have you been getting any airplay and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I mean, Phoebe has been a big sort of like champion of my stuff for a number of years. She's always been sort of supporting through the introducing portal when I've been submitting pieces. And yeah, we've had, I think, plays for the last 4 weeks. We've had like three tracks played off the album. And then we also got played on Radio 1 by Jess Izzat on her show. That was the Go With The Flow record, which was sort of picked up again through the introducing portal. It's difficult. It's definitely like it's tougher to get your stuff out there, but it's definitely utilizing the tools that are available to you. Like, obviously, the introducing portal is a fantastic thing for anyone who's just starting out to be able to get stuff out. It doesn't need to even be necessarily like a released track. If they like it and it's just and the music is good, then generally they'll play it. And yeah, Phoebe and Stephanie do an amazing job championing new music coming out of Scotland. It's just like researching what's available and trying to reach out and get a relationship with these people and see. And then if I'm like seeing them at places like a Wide Days or a Pitch or a Sammer's or whatever, and going up and sort of like making sure to say thank you and that I'm appreciative of the support, because it goes a long way. And I know that for a lot of people that can be, I mean, it's a massive deal to get played on radio on the Friday night show with records that you've made. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's actually on FM radio. Your friends, random people could just be listening in a taxi. And there's something that's where the magic of radio still lies. And hopefully the backlash is going to stop them making too many changes, because appealing to younger audiences, mainstream, commercial, classic hits and all that, it's not needed for a station like Radio Scotland. It would be really good. And I'm not talking about just new, obviously my favourite show is Introducing, because it always makes me happy to see my friends or whatever getting a spin, they're buzzing off it. It helps their fans get excited by it, and hopefully new fans come in as well. So hopefully Introducing's here to stay, and hopefully they walk it back a little bit. I think they started doing a little bit of a U-turn with Roddy's show getting a mixtape show now as well. But it's Radio Scotland. Let's not try and make another radio or another Clyde. I mean, I don't know what's your equivalent up north, but I'm sure you've got something similar to Clyde, which is the worst commercial. Sorry, Clyde, but it's really bad, and it's just really annoying fake accents, and then really loud, fast adverts, and then it's the worst music you've ever heard that's repeated every hour. We can't. Radio Scotland doesn't need to do that. It shouldn't do that, because all you're going to do is lose the loyal listeners that you already have. So come on, don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we got. So also, I wanted to, because you've got, you know, rappers. We got Jackal Mog, Doss, Bems, Madhat McGore, Chef the Rapper. Pro Focus is incredible as well. Crip, Tig, Lloyd, brilliant. Carpenter's there at the end. You got Jinx. It's just going. It goes on and on. It's a kind of. It is like a who's who from all the generations. So did you use Jackal as the sort of the host, for lack of a better word, to tell the story of the album? And at what stage does the rappers get brought in, and how much do they know about the project? What's the conversations like?
So Jack is definitely the sort of central pillar to the album. He's the sort of like thread that's coming through it all and connecting it. And then, the other sort of artists are pulled through for specifically what I thought that they would be able to, and what they did bring to the records to like elevate and enhance it. I mean, there's so many artists and incredible MCs that aren't on this album, and that's just because it didn't necessarily make sense. Like, I didn't want to get people on a record just to have them on a record. It had to make sense and fit, rather than just like throwing, you know, X MC on Y beat, and then it's, you know, you don't get that same kind of feeling. But yeah, for the most part, it was reaching out to people. I basically gave them a kind of rough outline of what the album was about. So it's very, you know, it's about like identity in Scotland, experiences and of being Scottish and being here. But also leaving it fairly kind of like loose. I didn't want to rein people in too much and kind of allow them to do what they were sort of wanting to do. And then a lot of the times I was sending them bits through, especially like the ones with Jack on, it would be a demo with a open section that would have Jack on it. So then they're kind of like bouncing off of each other. And then, so like similarly with like Go With The Flow, Jack had done the first verse and then Catherine put the hook on it. And then Jack sort of followed on from Catherine's hook. So it was still quite a sort of collaborative with the artists kind of like vibing off of what each other was putting down.
And the other one, I was so obviously as well as the MCs, there is a lot of singers as well. And one, there's a couple, Fiona. So Fiona is a very interesting artist that sent me some music maybe 8-9 years ago, and I've always found it really interesting stuff. So it was great to see Fiona on it. And Best Girl Athlete, who, weirdly, we've only played Aberdeen once, and it was with the amazing Snakeheads in Best Girl Athlete. It was a long time ago. But I've not really heard from Best Girl Athlete for a while. So how did that come about?
Yeah, so that's actually basically I had gone back. I was going back through sort of like records and compilations and things from artists from Scotland and from Aberdeen, and it was on a compilation. I think it was Letters from Aberdeen that's on Bandcamp. I think it's maybe 2014, maybe something like that. But it's basically sort of like letters being read out from loved ones to loved ones with musical sort of accompaniment, and there's. One of them is a Best Girl Athlete track, and it has this beautiful guitar and vocal kind of like playing through the back of it. Basically I wanted to use that as the sort of like bedrock for May Diane Sangu, who's an amazing poet from Aberdeen. She performed her piece "This Is How We Live" at the sort of, as the outro of that song, and I wanted to kind of combine those two elements. I felt like it sort of like fit really, really well. And yeah, reached out to sort of Charlie, who's Best Girl Athlete's dad and a sort of co-writer with her. And again, yeah, he was like really, really buzzing to see it be used in that way. And May was really, really pleased with how it came out. So yeah, I was really happy with how that came out. And yeah, Best Girl Athlete, I mean, it's not necessarily as active now, but it's still like an incredible musician. So what I would like is maybe people would listen to the album and then go back and, you know, check out her music and that and discover that, because yeah, she's an incredible talent.
Absolutely. It was a venue, I don't think it's there anymore, downstairs.
Yeah, it's closed now, but yeah, it was a great venue.
It was a lovely venue. Everybody was so nice. They bought a t-shirt off us so they could frame it. It was like all the bands were all in t-shirts, almost like the way a football
club would do it. Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought it was really cool. And then I think I heard, but what would I know? I'm not anywhere near Aberdeen, but I heard that it was new people moved in and complained about the noise after moving next to a venue. You know, they people.
Yeah, typical. Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, we've had a couple of those up here, and yeah.
Yeah. How is the Aberdeen scene doing? How's I mean, obviously it's a tough time for musicians in general, but how is Aberdeen coping with the current landscape?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a sort of like transitionary point. I think, especially in hip hop, it's been a bit sort of quieter the last sort of like year or so. I think like a lot of the bigger names have kind of stepped back a bit and are maybe more in a kind of writing phase. And I think that's true of like Scotland in general. But yeah, I think that there's still a lot happening. There's a lot of amazing things to go out and do and see. I mean, we had the BBC Trad Awards where at the Music Hall over the weekend, which I think is the first time it's been here in like 6 years. And there's always live music happening in the likes of, you know, like Drummond's, Tunnels, Cellar has like good shows on and stuff as well. So yeah, there's a lot happening. You maybe just need to be sort of like consciously looking for it and seeing things happen, but there's definitely a sort of like thriving indie music scene.
With this is sort of a late contender for album of the year, and obviously people have already made their album of the year list. Probably, I mean, I'm seeing these publications bringing out, they must have written this stuff in September.
Yeah.
You know, so what have you got an album of the year? Would you, is there anything, and it doesn't need to be Scottish, we don't need to keep it to Scotland, I'm just saying, like, is there anything that's really stood out for you this year in general?
I mean, I'm a huge Bon Iver fan, so the Bon Iver record that came out this year, I absolutely loved. The Dave album is amazing, really, really good, just the level of lyricism in the production. Not in terms of like a song over an album, there's Tummy Tuck by Faraz, who's an Aberdonian artist, which came out, and that is like an unbelievable record. I think that's so good. But yeah, it's difficult. I mean, yeah, there'll be ones I'm kicking myself that I'm completely forgetting about.
I'm going to try and I'm going to put that on the list. Hold on, I've not actually heard that yet. Faraz, Tummy Tuck.
Yeah, so it's FER4Z. We've had him at a couple of different of the hour shows that we run up here, and yeah, he's an excellent performer.
Spell that again. Yeah. Spell that again.
So FER and then the number 4Z.
All right,
and
great,
the song's Tummy Tuck. So yeah, came out March the 1st.
Nice one. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, he's got a number of different records that have come out, and yeah, he's a fantastic artist. Just like good vibe.
Yeah, man, I'll check that out. It's quite difficult doing the, like, I've got a wee radio show I sometimes do called Current Signals. So my plan is to just, look, I usually just pick about 40 songs and do two shows. And then last year I did a top 10. But the problem is when you do, like, you know, anyone that does an album of the year and doesn't mention Dreams Are Mental, I fucking hate them. So by doing an album, an end of your list, you might think you're helping, but you're actually just pissing people off.
Yeah. You're making friends with like 10 people, and then the other 1,000 are all pissed off.
And the people that usually get at the top 10, most of them don't give a shit.
Yes,
they don't even know you.
Yeah.
So they're not even your friends. You've just made enemies and no new friends. You've not.
Be like Paolo Nutini and that, and never see it. It's like,
well, Paolo Nutini bought me a pint. He might see it.
There you go.
Although he's kind of got the Mog mystique about him as well. He just kind of disappears and comes back. Then he'll be having a pint in the last pub you'd ever expect, and then he vanishes again.
Yeah, I know a lot of my friends who've like stayed in Glasgow have got amazing stories of him. Yeah. Apparating in a pub at like 2 a.m. or whatever, and then disappearing into the mist. But I've not had that blessing yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go to Glasgow a lot, if you hang around long enough, he will turn up.
He'll appear.
He will appear eventually. Aye. Another Scottish legend in the news today is Shirley Manson. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
The beach ball.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The beach ball, Barbara Streisand effect, the beach ball edition. For anyone that doesn't know, right here, I love Shirley Manson, by the way. I just want to clarify,
this is not hate, love
garbage, love Shirley Manson. I think she's an important voice, and she's spot on with everything from, you know, Palestine to Spotify to, yeah, great singer, but come on, Shirley, maybe a slight error of judgment here. She said that she was going to get her people to beat up the beach ball guy. So this guy, I thought at first the guy throwing a beach ball on the stage, and I was like, go on yourself. She's in Australia, Scottish lass in Australia, don't throw a beach ball. How dare you? That's Shirley Manson. But then I seen an interview with the guy and I heard some more. And it seems like the guy was just in the crowd holding a beach ball.
Yeah, the clip I saw, he was just holding it. And it was also like not even like one of these enormous ones you see bouncing around. It looked like something you could, like a basketball you could hold in a hand. So it did seem like, yeah, maybe not the best way to have handled that.
And she said, we're not circus performers. I'll get my people to get you. I'll get the crowd to get you. You've got a small dick. Just win him. Yeah. And the guy's called Gig Pig. And he apparently goes to all the gigs and all the festivals. He's a character and everyone loves him. And that guy went home. He asked the sound engineer, the sound engineer, for the set list. He went, I need the set list for this one. And then he went home and he listened to Garbage. And then he went and did interviews and he says, here, don't give her any hate. Just maybe take a beach ball to the next gig. And he did. So in Melbourne last night, there's about 50 beach balls in the crowd. And then it's Sydney tonight. I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
It'll be raining them, yeah. they'll be selling out all over at the moment.
Yeah. Well, maybe she did invest in big beach balls.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe she's got some shares in beach balls and she doesn't actually give a fuck. Yeah. There's always a reason. There's always something going on. Have you seen what I'm going to watch? I'm in part three. The P. Diddy documentary yet? Have you watched
it
yet?
Oh, yeah, I finished it a couple of nights ago. Yeah.
So I'm on episode 3. I fell asleep during episode 4, so I need to catch the last one. Yeah, wild. Wild.
Yeah. It's, unbelievable. Like, and even just the fact that he had people filming days before his arrest, like, even that suggests that, like, down to the wire, he was like, oh, this will still be a redemption thing. I'm still going to find a way out of it. And I mean, in some ways, he did, like...
He definitely did.
Very, very, like, light sentence for the things. But, yeah, it's a fascinating watch. But, yeah, I mean, I also just rate 50 Cent. His level of, like, pettiness is brilliant. Like, I think I saw a thing about he'd sold it to ABC because that's the network that you'll be able to view in prison, so it's like better chance of Diddy seeing it.
Yeah, that was his interview. That was the reason he agreed to be interviewed by ABC, because that's the only channel to show the jail.
He's
he's asked his favourite hero, and he goes, I don't have any heroes. And who's your favourite villain? And he's like, I like Diddy. He wouldn't let it go. And yeah, I mean, if you think of all the things he's done to Ja Rule over the years, Diddy, to actually get a Netflix contract and then make probably, which will go down in history as one of the biggest, because he's covered every, I mean, I'm only in episode, I've still got one more episode to go, but he's pretty much covered every single rumour I've heard, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, because it has that like whole episode on Tupac and Biggie, like it fully goes right into the
that, that, and that, is, of that. it's a phenomenal hour of television just the editing on it, because obviously as a fan, I have heard these stories before, but there was some new footage, there was some new insight from people. And what was interesting about it is it's the first documentary that's came out that people seem to be comfortable about talking about Diddy now.
Yeah.
Because previously in the past, it would either, you know, people didn't want to ruin their career by alleging, we should say that everything's alleged, but I don't know if you need to say alleged anymore. He's pretty much been proven to be a ranging. And he got 50 months and it was time served, so he's out soon. But it looks like there's going to be, I mean, it's money. And also Donald Trump said that he might give him a pardon because they're good friends.
Well, I remember seeing a video a couple of Halloweens ago where he was dressed as the Joker, and it was like sort of passerby in the street in New York, and he was like dancing around his car in the Joker in like full character screaming, and it's like, yeah, that's not a sane guy. Like there's a darkness in there. Like, and then all this stuff has come out,
and then you see when you look back at when you think about it, I mean, I was too young to really see how inappropriate it was Diddy dancing just after his friends died, but the memes have been incredible this week. Diddy coming out, I think what was that, an awards ceremony or something? Was it an awards ceremony? Not sure, but a big live television moment where he came out on stage with Sting, and he's just dancing around.
Yeah,
and nobody thought that was strange, you know.
That's definitely kind of parlayed it into just becoming like a global star. Right off the back of the Biggie stuff is just, it's like scary. And I think that's one of the things that's interesting in the documentary, is it kind of the way that Diddy portrays it is he would have you believe that him and Biggie were like, you know, brothers and they were that close, whereas the documentary definitely kind of frames it as more kind of like artist manager relationship, and Biggie kind of had him at a little bit of an arm's length.
Yeah, it's wild, man, it's wild. Well, the good thing is that unfortunately a lot of my musical heroes turned out to be arseholes eventually, but I never liked Diddy. So I don't need to separate the art from the artist with this one, because I was never into it. I mean, obviously, respect to Biggie. In fact, the older I get, the more respect I have for how difficult his rhyme schemes were for such a young man.
Yeah.
To be doing that. But yeah, the rest of it, you know, I never really get into the Mace stuff or the rest of the Bad Boy. I didn't really like the bling bling, the boasting. It's the same with 50 Cent. That first album's incredible. And then after that, it felt a wee bit like it was just showing off about how much money he had. So, but I mean, that's a nice way to sort of finish the show a wee bit as well, is to kind of talk about your influences. Because obviously, as a producer, you might see it, the Bad Boy thing is slightly different. Because obviously I hear a lot of producers saying that it was of its time, it was groundbreaking beats, but I just never really connected with them as well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was definitely like a formula where there's some of it where it really connected. I think like More Money, More Problems is like brilliant, but then that there's definitely elements of that where it was just, it's like, you know, boilerplate cookie cutter of just like, taking a disco tune, slapping it into a rap track and sort of pumping it out just to try and keep that sort of money tap churning. I think it's like anything, isn't it? It's definitely like a formula can become quite old quite quickly. So there's like some of those records that are great, but then also I'm like with More Money, I think it's the sort of the alchemy of somebody like Biggie on that. Like when he comes on that record, he's just spelling his name, and I know it's been like said a thousand times by like loads of different people who speak about it more articulately than I would, but like all he's doing is spelling his name, and it's so sick. So it's like that, and he would, I mean, I want to, like, I don't know if he was 20, 25, 24, you know, he was young when he passed, like, and you forget how young these guys were, and it's a real shame to see where that could have potentially gone, to have that level of talent on display at that age. Yeah.
Yeah, and Tupac and Biggie were friends.
Yeah.
And it just, you just got, you know, puffed out, and it's also Suge Knight as well, you know.
Yeah,
he was no angel in this either, but it's horrible that two phenomenal artists just just get taken out of sheer greed, jealousy, actually jealousy. Yeah. So what producers got you on the path? What ones got you into making music, and what, who did you look to, and who are you still inspired by? What's the vibes?
So to begin with, it was definitely the likes of kind of like the earlier Kanye and Just Blaze. Like, I really like that kind of like the soul sample style, where it's been like pitched up, but definitely more kind of manipulated. Guys like Ninth Wonder doing that like amazingly well. When I started out producing, it was seeing videos on YouTube of these guys like making beats, and then seeing how they were kind of forming the original records. I would start buying sort of job lots of records off of eBay that it would just be random whatever I was getting, and then going through and trying to kind of like make very poor imitations of stuff like that. And then had the inevitable producer like Dilla phase of becoming absolutely obsessed with what Dilla did. And like Madlib, and and I think that it's still guys that I'm like really, really impressed by. Like, I think I also look a lot at the likes of, you know, like your kind of like Avalanches, DJ Shadow, even like a Daft Punk and like a Fatboy Slim, that wouldn't necessarily be kind of like hip hop inspirations, but the way that they've approached sampling and things like that, I think, you know, like some of the Fatboy Slim sampling is outrageous. Like some of those tracks that have like four completely separate records that all fit together in the way that they do. Like, I think that's up there with some of the best kind of hip hop sampling that there is. So those would be the names that kind of like jump out initially. And then I mean, it was guys like Eeks and like Jaizu and stuff who are doing it in a more sort of like local basis. And then I think being from Scotland as well, you have to shout like Hudmo. When I was kind of like teenager starting to get into producing, and he was all over Yeezus and like Cruel Summer and stuff, which was like absolutely mental that he was from just down the road, and then he was all on these enormous records. So yeah, that's a huge inspiration for sure.
And I seen you mention about the fact that you were kind of, for this album, you were crate digging and trying to find those old Scottish songs. What was that experience like? Because you're obviously, I would imagine that you're looking at these songs through a completely different lens from, you maybe songs that you've heard before, or maybe it's something a bit more obscure. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, because I mean, a lot of it was it was trying to sort of track down records and researching through different kind of like archives online that would have listings of a kind of, you know, a label that had put out very, very niche music a number of decades ago, and like tracking down bits and pieces. And a lot of it was just like ordering something from like somebody on eBay in like Germany that's got like a copy of something, and then listening through it and finding bits and pieces to kind of work with. And it was interesting, and I discovered a lot of music that I just absolutely love now in general, and it made me go back and revisit a lot of like Scottish acts that I'd maybe spent some time away from. So yeah, it was a really like, at the core of it, that was just something I did for the passion of it and loved it. And this kind of album came as a sort of like as an offshoot of that.
And you've already got another album in the works. I understand. I read that you got a wee piece in the skinny. I read that interview, and you're waiting on an artist from down south or something.
Yeah. So there's that'll be kind of like at the moment aiming for a sort of like March, April time. But yeah, that's like a smaller sort of project, kind of like be like 8-9 tracks. Primarily just me and one MC, and then we've got a couple of the little features on there. There's some really exciting stuff on that. So I'm looking forward to that sort of coming out. We'll be seeing what we can do with that in the new year, and then sort of push on from there.
Amazing stuff, man. Well, the album is out at vagrantrealestate.bandcamp.com if you want to support local music. Unless you live far away, then support really far away music. And on all the streaming platforms as well, where, just everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. So my website is vagrantrealestate.com. That has all the latest sort of news and articles and everything will get kind of like archived in there. Vagrant Real Estate on all, your Spotify, Bandcamp, Apple Music. And then, Vagrant Producer on Instagram, Twitter, all the good stuff. Everywhere, you'll find me everywhere.
I'm so happy Dope Inc. never made it, as I'd been in huge debt for those sample clearances.
Yeah, big up Fak. Come on, man. That's a OG. Yeah.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Are you going to, you back in the West Coast anytime soon? Are you getting shows coming up? Yeah, anything else to plug?
Hoping to get through. I don't think. All I would say is go through the album. All the features are like linked in there, so like go into the features, check out their discographies, and you might find something that like that'll absolutely blow you away, because there's a lot of incredible talents that I've been lucky enough to work with on this. So yeah, man, just happy hunting.
We've got the Fiction Burn Supper on the 31st of January. In fact, I'm launching my book. Plug for me. We're going to do it's the 15th year we've done it, the Alternative Burn Supper. It's, we have a bit of poetry, a bit of comedy, a bit of live music, but we've always been bringing the hip-hop through, because obviously hip-hop is poetry as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, if you're available Saturday 31st of January, Slay Glasgow, maybe you could do something. Get involved.
Yeah, it sounds sick. Yeah.
Because that's what we try to do. We try to have a wee nod to the past, but bring it up to date as well. So yeah, man, if you're available, we can talk about that offline. But an absolute pleasure. Go and check out the tunes. I think I've got one more song that we could play us out. As long as I haven't downloaded the same song twice, which might have happened as well. Let me just double check this.
To the world then.
We've played that.
Listen.
Okay, cool. Go for that.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is Features. It's the sort of posse cut track off of the album. It features Jackyl, Profocus, Cryptic, Mog, and Jinx. Every one of them going absolutely crazy on it. So, yeah, cheers for having me on. I really appreciate it. And to anyone who goes and checks out the album, yeah, thank you. And let me know your thoughts.
Nice one, mate. All the best.
Me kicking back in Aberdeen, and I'm battling demons stuck in the habit. I'm getting bladdered and bleeding. I've had it with these daddies, getting the thought on the heat that they're actually decent. Competing with me, are you actually steaming? I'll leave you battered and beaten by the Gabardonian beats with the way that you're speaking. The place that I've lived with is father's from Eden. I'm a heathen. You couldn't hack half the situations I've been in. I mean it. I keep it real. Never catch me acting facetious. The act that you play, man, I've seen it a million times before. Pull the bull from your eyes with a violent force. Make a mind contort. The only game I play is survival sports. How much knowledge can a mind absorb? I'm fighting wars in my mind. I'm the lord. I'll be here in the future. I was here in the times before. I'm the cunt that killed the dinosaurs. I'm the source. Cunts are dead fake, trying to fuck with my template. I just woke up in Stirling Castle with a headache. Pray until my pen breaks, then take a sec, wait. If you have to call yourself the best, you'll know the best, mate. Hit tape, press enter, dead center, etc. Expect my next level to get clever. I will head sever, the best ever. My pen never detects error. You couldn't outwrap me if you were working together. My craze ranges and changes upon a daily basis. And my mental health takes me to mental places. Stasis, we lost one of bros because he overdosed. And my mucker had his dose forced till he coma. My toes got me questioning the Holy Ghost. Like God only knows, hold my woes. I grow colder as I grow wiser. But if I got my hands on whoever's responsible for Taurus, no leaving the hospital, they'll no believe in it either. Cataclysmic damage in your district. Swagger and bringing you the pattern of mischief. That's my characteristics. Rappers get scrammed with my cannibal instincts. Man like Cryptic outmatching his misfits. I'm in the Premier League, you Paralympic. I mix ability, stamina and the fitness. In it for the art or you're glamming up your instas. I respect the craft, the rest you start. They don't get the message it was sent from the start. Feel from my heart, represent yourself who you are. Instead of just pretending, can't tell them apart. Genuine talent getting kept in the dark. Really selling you generic and degenerate stars. Restless shark from the depths I charge. And I'll be finishing my sentence in the pen in the yard. Western temperament, Edinburgh resident intelligence renders me the emperor in my element. A realm where the permanents are prevalent, any sentiments are relevant, and men don't want to wrestle with the elephant. Prep a settlement, keep me abreast of the developments. You can refer to me as your eminence, get on your begging knees and revenants. Peasants revel in my elegance, I sell them my accelerants and send them to their peril as my delegates. Burn like a bunsen, thump like a truncheon, hutting like somebody was cutting your punch and subtle destruction. Nobody even brought their guns in. Surging, trudging through the bloody dirt in the dungeon, running amok, and anybody can get hurt when I'm hunting. We'll be right back.
Hunting substance, no the wine that you're gupping and puffing. Mucking my drug is ni clubbing, thugging, murdering youngins and women. I'm no dumb and nobody doing with my slurring. I keep it cunning, grab a crumb and try and fund what I can conjure and summon. This is the squad that got the biggest of bars. I'm giving the props, the pro jackal, cryptic and morgue. A gift for the gods, spitting that hot signature sauce. Just listen and watch, you didn't have permission to talk. We get it bubbling like a simmering pot. Living in spots with the criminals plot. As little kids we were taught to spit on the cops. Lawfulness we didn't adopt. It isn't crime if you didn't get caught. That's undeniable, to those that's undesirable. Maniacal, high on pills and hold another's liable. Just know our brothers trying still to rise above all the piss and the shite. Sue as it drips through the pipe, I'm choosing a different life. In a dark tunnel and I move to the twinkling light. Trying not to lose it as I loosen my grip on the mic. Cushion the spliff that I like. Music uplift when it lightens. I use a gift of insight and do what I think is the right thing.